Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of CookieCast. Today on CookieCast, we've got the darkest timeline, and we're talking about achieving things, how that sets you up for your day. When your dog can't dog. Shopping trips and how well they can go. Not enough time in the day. And games, movies, TV. Also, talking about setting up the newest bit of tech in the house and how that went and everything in between. Before I start, please do consider like, share, subscribe and comment. Leave a review where you can leave a review. Share the podcast around. Right, let's get started. Here we go. This is CookieCast, the darkest timeline. Hello. How you doing? You well? Oh, my days. It's always such doom and gloom when these podcasts start. I think it's to ease us into what's going to be a delightful ride. A romp, some would say, through the world of podcasting and beyond. I am tired. It was Super Bowl last night, and what was absolutely delightful was at the point in time where I was like, oh, I'm going to get this finished up and get to bed at a reasonable time and blah, 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 blah. It was also the point in time that I realised, yep, this is absolutely going to overtime. So, yeah. Been dealing with that for the rest of the day. I need to move as well. I always need to move at the start. The old man body is not what it used to be. Need to stretch the old leg out, stop the knee from hurting. You know, all the old man things. So, big stuff this week. Big stuff. Let me tell you a story. And no, it's not about a lovely lady. There's a part of me that's trying to remember what day this happened. And as always, I then remember, in the words of Dwayne Johnson, it doesn't matter. One morning at climbing, so it was either Wednesday or Thursday, simple as that. I decided to give something a try. It was something I'd previously had some sort of like partial success with. And if I'm honest, that partial success was probably going to do me. It was very much one of those situations where I was like, I'm never getting any further on this. And I've probably gone further than anybody would expect. So, kind of a win, really. However, what actually happened was I tried to do what I knew I could do and then found that I was able to go further. What made all of that interesting was going further resulted in me hanging from two holds X amount of distance from the ground, and yeah, just hanging there. To get into that position, it was quite an achievement. To be able to then hang and hold that position was an achievement. Then left me in a position where I then had to find out how I was going to get down, which ultimately just resulted in letting go. Let go, drop down. And it was one of those situations. It was very much I never thought I'd be able to do that. I've achieved something that I never thought I'd be able to do. It was within my ability to be able to do that, all that sort of stuff. But it resulted in this uncontrollable grin. Like, you know, people say, like, I was grinning ear to ear kind of situation. Very much one of those sorts of situations. Absolutely set me up for the day as well. That was the other thing. Set me up for the day. Something that I did discover on the same day was to speed things up on a Wednesday morning, rather than taking my dog for a walk, I take him to a field near my house, and I take a ball and a ball thrower. Throw the ball for him. And I had this realization that my dog can't dog. Being the breed that he is, works on the principle that his number one mission in life is to run after stuff and bring them back. That is how he is hardwired. That is, like, you know, next to breathing for him. Discovered that if I threw the ball, he would run after it, get so far, work on the principle that I've not thrown the ball for him, and would turn around and come back. And then be like, so where's the ball then? And I'd be like, it went that way, you know, the same way that you went until you decided to give up on that and come back. So now, you and I are both in the position where the ball's over there and one of us has to go and get it. And you don't know where it is. So I guess I'll be going to get it then. So there's me, the guy who threw the ball, then fulfilling the role of retrieving the ball. I wander over, get the ball, throw the ball, and he would just be like, have you thrown it yet? Right. What is happening right now? This went on for 10 minutes. And it was the realization, I was like, oh my word, my dog can't dog. But it was when I then realized that it was my own fault. Because it's essentially this, like, learnt trust issue where I go, oh, I'm going to throw it, oh, I'm going to throw it. And I make it look like I'm going to throw it. And the dog runs off and then gets so far. I was like, oh, you didn't throw it. Now I feel silly. And comes back. Which is fine and funny and hilarious, obviously. Right up until the point that it then happens every time. So I then had to start throwing, rather than throwing it like overhand with the ball thrower, I had to start throwing it like, kind of like sideways, so that the ball stayed lower, so that he knew that it was actually there. I'm like, who ends up with a dog that can't do dog? Like, what is your purpose at this point in time? On the very same Wednesday as all this, I'd ummed and ahed, and this is going to be one of those podcasts where the same thing is woven all the way through the podcast. Ultimately, the same story and the same day is just going to keep coming up. So having been through a series of things over a series of weeks, I'd made a decision basically not wanting to go into too much detail for a variety of different reasons, but I'd want to. I know I've only just done it. I've only just upgraded from the Quest 1 to the Quest 2. I'd made a decision that I wanted to upgrade to the 3. Like I say, a lot of different reasons, a lot of different ins and outs and ups and downs. Money was a factor, but not in the way that that might seem. It was like how to go about paying for it. There was an option to get money off, or there was an option to pay for it over like 2 or 3 months, which just, you know, gives you a little bit of wiggle room, breathing room, whatever. There was an option to pay for it over a year, so on and so forth. So like going through all that, it was a point in time where I'd received money, and it was money that I'd paid out previously, so that money had gone, and then that money came back, and that money was going to be, that money was basically the money to cover the Quest 3. I've been playing a lot of Quest. I've had a lot of games for the Quest since upgrading to the 2. I've got a backlog going, all of this. It's a much longer story. Like I say, you're looking about 3-4 weeks worth of ups and downs and ins and outs. I decided it's a much longer story. I don't want to play down the story. It's a much longer story. One of the parts of the story was that I was really down, really miserable, really upset about some stuff, and it was kind of one of the highlights was the time I was spending playing Quest games, and it was kind of like I'm going to do this to cheer myself up. So it's a very long story. It would take several podcasts to go through every in and out. I'm just trying to give a bit of a backstory, because ultimately I don't want you to think that on a random Wednesday in February I was like, I'm gonna go and do this. Also, there's the fact that, you know, presumably at this point in time I no longer need the Quest 2, can sell that and recoup half the money of the 3. You know, it's all stuff like that. I just don't I don't want you to think that I'm just like, I'm gonna do this. There was a lot that went into it. So I went to purchase the Quest 3. I took my son. I was like, we're out 10-minute job. Got there too early. Didn't even realise that was a thing until I got there and went, the place didn't even open. We went in, Went to the counter. Person's like, can I help you? I was like, yes, you can. I want to buy this. They were like, cool, we can get that sorted for you. Do you need any accessories? No, I do not. I'm going to order all the accessories I need. I just want the item. So, the plan was, get the item on Wednesday, put it onto one of these buy now, pay, like 6 months, 12 months, whatever. Pay some money off it the next day, pay half of it off the next day, wait a month, pay the rest of it off and be done with it. The idea there, like, why don't you just pay for it all in one go? I could have done that, but there is something else that I will come to. So, just for now, know that doing it on the buy now, pay in a year wasn't to do with not being able to afford it. I don't want you to think that I'm just out there splashing cash that I don't have, whilst simultaneously splashing cash that I do have willy-nilly. Are we good here? Can we move on? Have we established my base level of ownership of money? It's a 10-minute job. Go in, get the thing set up, take the item, take my son to the toy shop, buy him and his siblings a toy slash activity. And again, another really long story that probably don't need going into. And go home. That was it. All it needed. I got served by this lady. She was like, right, first things first, I'll run and get the item. And then we'll get the rest done. I'm like, cool. She went away. She came back like a minute later. So we go over, she gets logged into the computer, she takes my details, we get through the process, we get to the very last step. She said, oh, I need to make you aware that it's actually saying at this point in time that it could take up to 15 minutes. I was like, oh, that's interesting, because I actually attempted to do the process this morning. But again, another really long story. I've previously done this before where I've taken the flexible buy now, pay in a year thing, and just paid the item off, within a month. The problem was I set it up online, and when I went to collect it, they had no knowledge of the order. And it's not like just going down the road. I was like, so as I was finishing the process, having it was all authorized and stuff, I went, oh, but I need to do this in the next 2 hours, so I'll just go and do it in the store. She was like, yeah, sometimes they just need to do like additional checks, or it can just take a little while. I was like, okay. By this point, we'd been there a little while. I made the genius decision to not take the pushchair. I do have to give my son a lot of credit because he did very well. He didn't fuss and he didn't kick off. Not that I would expect him to, but at the same time, he did very well, as you will see shortly. So, at this point, we just stood whilst this timer ticks down over 15 minutes, which, as the lady said to me, it's interesting at times like this where 15 minutes feels like 15 hours. And I said, you're not kidding. At the end of the 15 minute process, where she was like, right, okay, that should be done, like, oh, it's saying I need to like refresh the application. And we were both like, I mean, that makes sense. You know, you refresh it, it's all gone through. We can move on and get this process finished up. Ah, there's no option to do that. Okay, so what then? She went off, she got a manager, brought a manager back. He's like, oh yeah, there isn't an option to do that, is there? The manager goes off, gets somebody else, brings them back. Oh, yeah, you're right. There is no option. I'm like, what are we doing here? So they're like, oh, maybe if we go back a screen, maybe it'll all be there. No, it wasn't. So ultimately, they then decided, between the three of them, that what it means is you had to refresh the application, i.e. start from scratch. Now, the manager said to the lady, look, I think what you should do is you should ring, like, the customer service thing, you should ring the help people, just to see if they, you know, if they can push it through their end or anything. So she went off to do that. That took a good 5 or 10 minutes. She came back. Right, okay, they're saying it needs putting through again. Right, okay. She's like, I've got X number of your details here. I was like, okay. We went through that process again. Me giving all the details again. And then there was a problem. There was an issue. There was, oh no, it's not working out. She went away, she made another phone call, she came back. She returned with a piece of paper and a leaflet, and she went, there's a leaflet about the credit options, and there's a number for you to call, and that's your order number right there, your online account number. I was like, okay. The system was broken, the system was down, the system was not accepting this transaction. So that was the end of that. She sent me on my merry way, and I went, okay. 1 hour and 15 minutes. I walked out of that shop, and I was like, I've just wasted 1 hour and 15 minutes of mine and my son's morning and have nothing to show for it. I was like, how is this a thing? So I was like, right, I need to salvage this situation. We go around the corner, we go to a toy shop. We go into the toy shop. I knew exactly what I was looking for. I wanted something I'd seen at Christmas, which I'd toyed with the idea of buying my children at Christmas, and ultimately realised that it was essentially giving them weapons and telling them to hit each other with them. And I was like, that's a silly idea. That's a ridiculous idea. Since then, two foam swords have entered this house. And they are a constant source of entertainment. There is howling laughter all the time just from having these foam swords. So I was like, right, there was this set you could get, and it was like swords, and you put like things on, and it would sense if you like got hit with the sword. And I was like, perfect. They can all play with that. That'd be great. I go in the shop, I find the item, and it is horrifically expensive for what it is, and to spend money on a Wednesday in February, as previously mentioned. And I went, I can't justify that. Even as I'm really sorry we spent an hour and 15 minutes in that store. You were really good and you'll enjoy playing with this with your sisters. And this amount of money split between four of you, it was like, 7 quid each or something, 7 quid's worth of enjoyment, that surely makes it okay, that kind of thing. And I just couldn't do it. So we walked out of there. We went into a shop next door that I knew sold toys. I was like, maybe I can still salvage something from this day. And we went into another shop and we went looking for toys. By the time I found the toys, I was like, what am I even doing right now? Let's just go home. And then I couldn't get out of the shop. The indoor is only an indoor. There's no outdoor, apparently. And I'm like, what is this situation then? And by that point, I just started losing it. And I'm like, how the F are we supposed to get out of here? And in the end, there was a lady queuing. And I said to her, I was like, I'm really sorry. Is there any chance I can just squeeze past you to get out of this store? And she was very, very nice and let me through. And that was the end of that. And that was my Wednesday. Now then, later in the day, went and collected New Quest 3 from a completely different store and literally walked in, gave them a number, they handed me the box, and I walked out. So, yeah, big thumbs up on that one. Big thumbs up. Thursday morning. Thursday morning, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling spry. Not all of that is true. I'll come to that in a bit. But anyway, I'm at climbing. It's 6:30 in the morning and I'm ready to climb. And there was a variety of different things that I was trying and doing and seeing what was possible. Obviously, I'd had a big win Wednesday morning, so I wanted to capitalize on that and keep it going, keep it fresh, keep it real. And there was I would consider myself to be a yellow climber. Not a coward, no. The colour route I usually do, yellow. Blue is the next one up. Blue is too difficult for me. However, I do try them, and I do like to see where I can get to and what I can achieve and things like that. There's a blue that when it first got put in, I attempted it, and I got quite far, never finished. So that became one of those where I was like, I nearly finished that. I should go back to it. So every now and then I've been going back to it. Thursday morning, apparently, I decided today's the day. And I watched Ed do it first thing in the morning. And I was like, the key to completing this is it was a left foothold. So I said to myself, if I can just get my foot to that hold, it's already finished itself. So my goal is that foothold. I climbed up. I managed to get my foot to the left foothold. I was like, right, okay. This is basically done now. I reached up for the last hold to finish this route. And as I did so, I started doing what's known as barn dooring, which is essentially swinging off the wall, and I went, oh, holy shit, I'm about to swing off this wall, holding on with one hand, and the rest of the barn door is to fall off. I went, oh no, oh no, oh no. Managed to correct myself, grab back onto the wall, reset, retry, and complete. My first ever blue. Climbed down successfully, and my heart was in my throat. I went off, found Ed, informed him that I'd completed this route. He was like, oh wow, well done. How'd you feel? I was like, I might actually be having a heart attack. I think right now my heart is trying to leave my body. He was like, maybe rest for a moment before trying anything else. I was like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. So that's what I did. Reasonably big achievement, some would say. Is what it is. I've spent the rest of my time since then wondering where I go from here. But an achievement, I guess. I've recently hit upon a very odd phenomena. And that is that there just is not enough time in the day. It's the weirdest thing. I know as a parent, that's something that is kind of just a thing. There's never enough hours in the day. Recently, something that's been happening is I'll be like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do the other. And once I've got that done, I've got, you know, this to do and that to do and blah, blah, blah. And then I look at the time. And when I started my, I'm going to do this, that and the other, it was 9 a.m. And when I checked the time, it's 3 p.m. And I'm like, what just happened? Did I step through a time portal that erased 6 hours? Not only that, it's 3 p.m. and I've got X number of things that still need doing today. And my feet haven't even touched the ground yet. What am I supposed to do now? Now, we've all had days where you start out with all the best intentions in the world and you get to a certain point in the day and you're like, oh my word, the day's really run away with itself. I understand that. I get that. I'm not talking about a day. I'm talking about my life. I don't know what's gone on. I don't know if it's just it's been a particularly stressful time, or it's been a particularly busy time, or I have had so much stuff to do. At one point the other day, I said I had that much stuff in my head that I couldn't physically keep it all in my head, and was finding that I was forgetting like key things. I was having a conversation and I was saying, like, I just can't keep all of the stuff in my head. And then 2 minutes later, I was reminded that I was supposed to do something. I was like, see, that didn't even register with me. That's how bad it is. And I'm like, what is the solution to this? Because it doesn't seem to be getting any better. Maybe if I didn't waste an hour and 15 minutes in curries. Anyway, so going back to the large amount of money spending, one of the reasons it took so long to make a decision was being completely convinced that if I spent the money, I was then going to need the money. So that was that. I kept saying, you know, I've got to keep hold of what money I've got, because you don't know what might happen. You know, something could break, or a bill could come in, or One of my big ones is always like, if the dog gets sick, or a cat gets sick, or something like that, and they have to go to the vet, the moment they've walked through the door, it's £250. So you've got that aspect. So I was just like, I can't spend the money because I'm going to need that money. So I ummed and ahed and backwards and forwards. And then I started doing this thing where I was like, but if I just don't spend the money, then what's the point to a lot of stuff? So then it turned into this thing where I was like I was doing stuff, I was expecting it to go wrong, I was expecting it to go badly, I was expecting disaster, and disaster wasn't coming. And I was like, okay. Certain situations, if I do something in a particular situation, it's going to go badly, it's going to go wrong. It's as simple as that. And I've reached a point in my life now where if I just work on that principle, then I'm not surprised. There's this whole theory that I've come across recently that pessimists are the most optimistic people. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this and it's going to go wrong. And it didn't. Oh, I'm going to do this and it's going to go wrong. And it didn't. And I reached a point where I was like, something big is going to go wrong. And I tied it all into this whole, I'm going to go and make this big purchase. And at this moment in time, I've got the money to do it. So I'm going to do that. And it was just like, it was just backwards and forwards between all this stuff. And I made the purchase. And not the smoothest of transitions, but we'll get to that in a minute. I am absolutely convinced that something bad is on the horizon. In some ways, because things were going a little too well. I was like, I expected this to go wrong and it didn't. And I expected this to be bad and it didn't. And I expected this to explode and it didn't. It was that kind of situation. I was like, oh man. Saturday. Take my son. And we drive out to pick some items up needed for... hang on a minute, no. Yesterday, Sunday, we needed some stuff for the Super Bowl. So I took my son and we drove out to collect items for the Super Bowl and drive home. So we drive there. I'm like, cool, job done. Collect our items. Cool, job done. Get in the car. My son's managed to stay awake. He was feeling a bit poorly. And I was like, he's absolutely falling asleep in the car, which he didn't. And then I was like, right, I'm just going to give him like a fruit pouch and some fruit wafer things to keep him awake on the way home so that he can get home and go to bed. So that was the plan there. And that was all working fine. Managed to pack the car so that things were safe and secure. And away we go. And I turn onto the road to drive back to York. And I get 5 minutes down the road. And all of the previous errors that my car's been dealing with, that when I took it to the garage was like, oh, we've managed to sort it and clear all the errors. All of those errors lit up like a Christmas tree across the dashboard. And I went, well, there it is, because that was the big one on my list of things that could go wrong, things that might go wrong, things that I could really do not to have to deal with because they have a humongous price tag attached to them. There it is right there, ladies and gentlemen. So, having spent all this time going, something's going to go bad, something's going to go wrong, oh no, doom and gloom, it then presented itself. Now, some people will say that I manifested it through the sheer will of expecting things to go wrong and be bad and all that. And who knows? You might be right. Something strange, a bit weird to end on. Not to end the podcast on. I don't want you to think you're getting out of today's lesson early. It has been one calendar year since there was last a takeaway in this house. Myself and Leanne agreed that to mark the occasion, to celebrate the Super Bowl and all the things in between, we were going to let the dog off the chain, get a takeaway. And from the moment I made that decision, I was terrified. It's just a bad time for me. It's a very slippery slope. I used to treat myself to a takeaway once a week as like a treat, as like a cheat meal. It was like the highlight of the week, which is probably, you know, bad in itself. All of the things that go with it, to the point that I realised that it was slowing down my weight loss, and I didn't ever feel all that great afterwards. So ultimately, the decision was made to knock that on the head. That was a few years ago. And then there were points in time where we're like, it's a special occasion, so we'll get a takeaway. And then those have gone by the by. And now the conversation goes like this. What are we doing for tea tonight? Let's get a takeaway. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Okay, cool. Can't really afford the calories. No, absolutely not. Can't really afford the cost. No, definitely not. It's never as good as you think it's going to be, is it? Nah, it's not. Hours later, what's happening about tea? Yeah, salad. What happened to that takeaway? It was never going to happen, was it? Nah, probably not. That's why it's been a year. So, from the moment that decision was made, I was scared. I was not that I was not looking forward to it. It was more what might happen, what it might become, what it might mean. Like, maybe it was like, ooh, that takeaway was delicious, I'm going to have another kind of situation. As it was, food was fine. Ordered from somewhere different to where we'd been ordering previously. And it was of a similar standard. However, ate it, got to the end, finished it, and went, it just didn't sit well. It was like, oh God, I feel awful. Oh God, I think I'm dying. Oh man. For the rest of the evening. So that was fun. Honestly, can't see a takeaway any time in my future. Oh dear, just thinking about it is making me tired. I'm not going to talk about the Super Bowl. As I say each year, I have a NFL podcast for that very reason. If you want to find out my opinion on the Super Bowl, tune into the Laces Out podcast. Weirdly, though, this will come out 3 weeks after the Laces Out podcast. So, anyway. I've got TV. I've got movies. I've got computer games. And I'm going to talk you through a few little bits and bobs about the Quest 3. Which is either a great idea or a terrible idea. Let's find out together. I watched episodes 6, 7 and 8. 8 being the last episode of series 2 of Reacher. One of those things. It was fine. It was fine. It was perfectly watchable. My biggest issue with Reacher is that around about like Christmas time, I saw a video where somebody was like talking about Reacher as a show and said the entire show is, I think the correct word is predicated on the fact that Reacher is big. Now, I may have mentioned this before, but it comes down to every single scenario, conversation, outcome of anything, all centres around that Reacher is big. Since I watched that video, I can't get away from it. Every episode I sit there and go, oh, that solution was because he was big. Oh, that conversation started with that person pointing out that he was big. Oh, you couldn't do that if you were a normal sized man, etc. For what I'm sure are like 50-minute episodes. And it gets a little distracting after a while. So, watched episodes 6, 7 and 8. 8 being the final episode. All fine, all great and groovy. I would probably say this. Series 2 didn't have anywhere near the impact that the first series did. I watched the first series twice. I watched it on my own. Me and Liam watched it. But we have watched the second series together. I can pretty much safely say I wouldn't hurry to go back and watch the second series again. Whereas that wasn't the case for the first series. And whether it was just novelty or second series syndrome or anything like that, I don't know. I just felt that the second series probably wasn't as strong. And there was a lot of, I think I mentioned this previously, it felt a lot like, I understand what's happening, basically, but you're using 100,000 words when 10 does the job. So there was a bit of that going on. Weirdly, also comes up in what I'm about to talk about next. Having finished Reacher, me and Leanne decided we need something else to watch. So we moved on to The Bear. Series 1, episode 1 and 2. This is purely one of those. All I have heard about for a while now is, oh my God, you absolutely have to watch The Bear because it's amazing. It's the best thing on TV, blah, 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 blah. I am a bit like, you know, sometimes I can't be influenced. I can't be swayed. I have never seen a single episode of Game of Thrones. On the other hand, I like to, you know, check out what's popular sometimes. So I'm a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I saw a thing the other day saying that it had been renewed for a third season. I was like, maybe it's time to check this out. And the sweet spot for me was that they are half-hour episodes. And I went, there's 8 in the first series, there's 10 in the second series. Yeah, I think we can do this. Me and Leanne did our, let's give it a whirl. If the first episode's good, we'll watch more. If it's not, we can say we tried. We've seen the first 2 episodes in the last 2 days. First episode was a bit of a shock to the system. It was a bit like, oh my word, wow. Very much one of those. they're not giving you the full backstory straight off the bat, which is, you know, interesting, keeps you interested. And again, feels very much like there's a lot of words. A lot of words to describe stuff where less words would do the same job. So it's a little... In some ways, it's a little difficult to really, truly know what's going on, whilst at the same time, if a guy is making a sandwich, then you kind of know he's making a sandwich. So... We said that we would give the second episode a go to make a decision whether to watch more. I believe, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I think we've made a decision to, you know, give it another episode and see how we get on. So, you know, there's that. I meant to look it up and I never did. I'm not going to do it now, just to save everybody involved. I have a feeling that the main guy in it is like, he's more than just the actor playing the main guy. Part of me thinks like it's his show, but I might have got that completely mixed up with something else. Movie-wise, I watched Dune. For a few reasons. Not because I wanted to see it. No, that's not it. Somebody recommended it to me. They were like, oh, I watched it. I finally got around to watching it. It's great. It's real slow burn sci-fi movie. I was like, okay. And my eldest daughter told me she'd seen it. And she said she enjoyed it. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. I was like, have you seen the original? She's like, no. I was like, okay. No, I have seen the original and I've played the game. So I was like, okay, well, let's give it a go. Weirdly, it's kind of like Reacher and the Bear. You kind of have this basic understanding of what's going on whilst having no knowledge of any of the stuff that's going on. It's like you've started a book in the middle and you're not allowed to go back. You know that there's like law and history and politics and all of that in existence, but nobody's telling you what it is. So there's that. It is super slow. Glacially slow for a lot of it. One thing that I said, I was talking to Sam about it, and I was saying, like, I hadn't finished it at that time. So I was saying, like, I'm so far through it, I've been watching it. I was like, well, if the one thing that resonates with me is that it really reminds me of the game. Like, I'm like, oh, you know, this is literally what it would look like if you were on the ground during a playthrough of one of the levels of the game. So it was interesting to see those aspects in it. Again, one of those, it was very good. I enjoyed it. I'm not entirely sure I could tell you why. One of the issues I've been having with films recently is I watch films and they're essentially Marvel versus DC, and you spend your time going, oh, you know, there's Aquaman, and there's Moon Knight, and there's Thanos / Cable, and there's, yeah, and you just spend your time going through, like, oh, that person was in this Marvel film and that person was in this DC movie, and it's a bit like, do you want something more actor-wise these days? I seem to have been saying that a lot recently. You know, certain films just seem to be Marvel versus DC. I said it when we watched Fast X. It was literally Marvel versus DC, the movie. It was a bit weird. I think that's just a me thing, though. It's not necessarily the intention of the movie, I'm sure. Having done many hours of research, I found out that you could back up the Quest 2 to the cloud. And then obviously, once you set up your Quest 3, it'll bring the information across from the cloud. Set up your Quest 3 as if it's your Quest 2. Job done. The only thing I cared about more than any other game on there, any other game save on there, was my Into the Radius save, because it's a game that actually has, you know, like physical save points. It's not like a checkpoint system like Arizona Sunshine, or it's not like, oh, I've unlocked this song in the drumming game, in Smash Drums. This was very much, it's a physical point in time where I saved the game. And it's got all my weapons and ammo and all that sort of stuff. That was the only thing I specifically cared about. And it's like, don't worry, you can back everything up to the cloud. And I was like, cool. It's like, here, this is how you find out whether all your stuff's backed up. So I looked and I went, it is backed up. 2 weeks ago, and my backup save for Into the Radius is 10 hours of gameplay out of date, which 10 hours of gameplay in a game like that's more like 30 or 40 hours of physical time. That's no good. So I spent hours over days trying to find out how to do this, how to force a cloud update. And eventually I found a way how to do it. And the way how to do it was to delete the mobile app, disconnect the Quest 2 from the Wi-Fi and reconnect it, reinstall the Quest app, and then leave the Quest 2 plugged in overnight. And I was like, that's insanity. However, every person that had asked about how to do it and every person that was given this answer came back and said, thank you very much, that worked. So I'm like, if this is how to do it, then let's do it this way. So I did a lot of that, put it on early in the evening, left it running. I think it was something like 6 hours later I checked and it said it had updated to the latest, like to that day. The save was that day. I was like, cool. Off I go to the next day. I go to the Quest 3. I'm like, right, let's do this. And the Quest 3 like, yeah, I've got a save for Into the Radius from 2 weeks ago. I was like, you son of a bitch. Again, went back through the process. And in the end, I was like, I think if I delete the save, the backup file save from the Quest 3, and I delete the game from the Quest 3, I then reinstall the game, it will then have to go and get the information from the cloud, and the information from the cloud is yesterday's save. That's the one I want. I did that and it worked, and it took me to the save where exactly where I'd last saved the game, and I was like, boom. Unfortunately for me, it took 3 days to get to that point. And I was like, this is the wonders of modern technology. these solutions, these jerry-rigged solutions for how to get these things to work, something that should just simply work, doesn't. Such a strange concept. You're telling me that nobody in the history of the Quest has gone, I own the 2, I'm going to upgrade to the 3, and I want to take all my saves with me. So strange. I knew I wanted to kit this one out with some of the stuff that I had for the Quest 2, some of the stuff I had for the Quest 1, and a couple of newer items that I've been looking at when I had the 2 to make life easier. So I purchased silicon face cover thing for like sweat, and a comfort strap, basically the a non-Oculus version of the Elite strap, but it had a built-in battery, so you can power the Quest off its built-in battery, which I thought was super cool. Also has a feature where you can flip the Quest up. So I was like, yep, yeah, I'm going to go with that. And I bought a charging dock. Because it got to this point where I was getting annoyed with having to charge all this stuff separately. And I wanted to swap out the batteries and the like part of the case for the controllers to turn them into rechargeable controllers. So I found a charging dock that would do all of that. Got all the stuff and then had to then make the decision to then do all of these changes. Silicon face mask cover thing. Easy peasy. It's a 2 minute, just slot it over. Doing the strap, I honestly thought that something was going to end up breaking. Because, you know, as I've said before, knowing my luck, that's what would happen. What I will say is this. It was really, I don't want to say easy, say concise. I watched a video how to remove the original strap. That also covered how to replace a strap, so how to put a new one on. I used that information to do just that. And the new strap had literally step-by-step instructions for how to put it all together and then install it. It took me 5 minutes, maybe, and it was done and dusted. So that was cool. I got the dock set up. Some of the features the dock promised, it hasn't delivered on. Some of the ways that, like the way it holds the Quest, I don't like. It uses like this stalk that goes into the rubber on the inside of the face plate, and I really don't like it because it doesn't sit quite right. And there's some element where it's supposed to have some kind of magnetic charging, which has the pieces for, but only like some of the pieces. It's super weird. However, it is nice to just stick the Quest down and in fact the controllers and just say, right, charge those, I'll be back in a bit. Something that is super strange. I wanted the built-in battery in the strap. I purchased a standalone rechargeable additional battery, and it was a real game changer for the Quest 2. It was probably another hour, 2 hours worth of play time, and it really was a game changer. So I wanted to make that a permanent fixture. It's got a built-in battery. Again, 1 to 2 hours of additional playtime, more than enough for what you need. The weird thing is that no matter how long the Quest takes to charge, the strap battery takes so freaking long to charge. You're talking like an entire day. Like, there was a point where I ran it down to being dead, plugged it into charge in the morning, and managed to unplug it in the evening at the point it was fully charged. I was like, what the hell is this thing? Now, I've gone back and looked at some of the features of the charging dock, mostly to try and work out what the deal with this magnetic charging is. It gives you the pieces for the magnetic charging, and that's it. There's no way to connect it. There's no instructions. There's no information. Nothing. Super weird. So I've looked into it, and there's a lot of stuff that's saying that it's specifically designed and in a way that there are a multitude of different controls in it, that if you want to plug it in and leave it overnight, it's not going to blow up and burn your house down, which is my biggest fear. So part of me is thinking that maybe I could find my way to doing that. Problem I've got, and here's the absolute kicker in this, and I have two separate items that need charging and one charging function. So I'm now like, I can only charge one at once. So I'm no better off. So I've now been for days trying to work out a two charging approach. Allegedly, and I have seen this in action, allegedly you can just plug it into the battery, plug the battery into the Quest and charge them both at the same time. Having tried it, it seemed to say it was working, but it was taking forever. I almost, at one point, I thought that the whole thing was turned on, which is why it was taking so long. Yeah. Trying to solve that is the name of the game at the moment. Finally, I did manage to get the saves moved over, so I have been playing Into the Radius. Just an absolutely fantastic game. Super solid, super fun, quite scary in a lot of places. Just every aspect of it is just like super meaty. It's definitely on my list of favourite all-time games. It's an absolute banger of a game. I have been following along with a guy on YouTube who's done like basically the entire game in videos. So I've been watching his videos, and I have realised that where I'm at. And today I actually unlocked what is apparently the final mission. So as I was saying to Leanne, I was like, there's a part of me that's a little bit sad. There's a part of me that's a little bit relieved. There's a part of me that's a little bit happy, because it means that I will be able to move on to some of the games that I've got in my backlog. Obviously, one of those, I work on the principle that I will move into finishing that game in the next week, as long as I get the opportunity to actually play and stuff. There we go. That's the podcast for the week. I will catch you next time. So there we go, what do you think of that? Another one done, another one gone, another week, another day. Who knows? Big thank you for watching, big thank you for listening, big thank you for being here. If there's one thing before you go, please do consider like, share, subscribe and comment. Leave a review where you can leave a review, and check out the website, thecookiecast.com. Over there, we've got social media links and an email button, and that way you can get in touch with us. That's it for this one. Till next time, I'm going to say bye, and I'll see you then.
You've just listened to another episode of Cookie Cast. Thanks for listening.